best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
So I've been told, I do not know this from experience, but I've been told that if you call in sick or show up late too many times, you can't be using the same excuse. Need to come up with new reasons why you're sick or late.
I think you've been told that.
And according to a new survey, people seem to be blaming their pets. That's a very popular strategy.
Don't blame the pets. It's not their fault.
And this whole time, I've just been leaning on having Crohn's disease as my excuse of getting out things. I didn't know I could blame it on my stupid cat.
That's not right. That's okay. All right.
The new survey found just under a quarter of pet owners have lied to their bosses about a sick pet before.
Really? And that works?
Apparently.
I would think like most bosses would be like, yeah, okay, take your pet to the vet on lunch and get your ass in here.
Well, that's you because you have a dark black heart.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But here,
I'm just saying that most bosses I feel like would.
Here at work, they're pet crazy. Like
they really are.
They want to see your dogs, they want to see your puppies, like bring them in. Then I think I could say, "Hey, My pet had a weird sounding fart. Get it to the vet. Go. We can't risk it. We can't risk it.
Get to the vet."
So I don't think I've been dabbling enough in this pet excuse
situation. At the same
time,
you disparage on your cat quite a bit on this show.
Well, just because it's the spawn of Satan doesn't mean it doesn't deserve decent health care, Trevor. So here are some quick stats from this survey. This got me thinking about using my pet as an excuse to get out of work more.
Wonderful. That's great.
That 39% of pet owners have taken a day off and 27% have worked from home because of a sick pet.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I just never would have thought.
30% have flaked on plans with friends to spend time with their pet instead.
I've never flaked on it, but like every now and again, the dogs have been cooped up in the kennel all day and they're going to pee in there or poop in there. I got to let them out.
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
I'm just saying.
To feel like a good friend. And 75% have panicked when their pet swallowed something they shouldn't have.
Well, yeah. I mean, depending on what it is, that can be a very serious situation.
And the funny thing is, it says the top five bad things our pets swallow are, one, grass.
That's not that bad.
Food they're not supposed to have.
Well, okay, that sometimes can be bad.
Stuffing from toys or pillows.
Nah, no.
Toilet paper and bugs.
Bugs?
Yeah, our cat thinks it's so tough until a bug gets in the apartment. Then I'm like, oh, this will be fun. Take care of that June bug for me, Doc. And then he chickens out and runs and hides under the bed.
Sounds about right.
What a pain in my ass. But it's all going to be worth it.
No.
Because now I'm going to use him as an excuse to get out of work. Oh, hold on. I just got a text.
No, this isn't. Okay, you can't have.
I just got a text from my cat saying it's not feeling
your
well.
Your cat can't text.
All right.
This doesn't work like
gotta
that.
Gotta go.
No, see ya.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Based on a true story is the made with real fruit juice of the film industry.
If anything other than cheese smells like cheese, it's disgusting.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. Fits round and rubber. Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
The Morning Shag has been here since day one reporting on the mad poopers that have haunted our streets across this great nation.
Yeah.
It started out as joggers in Colorado, pooping on neighbors' yards.
Right.
Then it moved to the East Coast with superintendents and principals pooping on local high school tracks.
Yes.
And then I saw the unicorn of crimes myself walking around Stevens Park Lake when I saw a mad pooper drop one a foot off the carted path.
Unfortunately, the lawyers are telling me that we may now be the authority on mad pooper reporting, which I never wanted that for myself.
We should have like a breaking news liner to warn people of like, this is, and now they've kicked it up a notch. At one point, it was just pooping in someone's yard, but not now. There's a masked man smearing poop.
Oh my gosh.
On homes and cars in Connecticut.
No, we don't need to know that. We could have done without. Come on, man.
No, we need to know this stuff. It could be moving inland. It could be headed our direction. A poo saw me.
Oh, don't. No.
That sometimes this man or woman, it's 2019, who am I to put gender
sure
on a mad pooper
absolutely
out there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That this gender fluid person is hiding poop under car door handles now.
Come on, no.
So the victims can't see it.
No, that's too far. Too far.
Kind of respect it.
No, no. Take that back.
I don't.
Take that back.
I'm not taking it back. It's impressive.
That's disgusting.
It's one thing to smear some poop. It's a whole different level to go under the door handle.
No, not appropriate.
It's happened at least a dozen times in recent weeks. And they're talking about like 15 such incidences in the neighborhood over the last month and a half.
Oh my gosh. That is tragic.
That the culprit hits those mean poop streets early in the morning. Anywhere between 3 and 5 a.m. with a duffel bag.
With a duffel bag?
Well, yeah. If you're going to be hitting that many cars and homes, you can't be manufacturing that poop on the run.
No,
you have to be bringing it with you.
No, all right. That is... this is so disgusting. I'm so sorry.
Why are we sorry? This is breaking
news.
Because
half of our listeners probably were disgusted and tuned us out because of this.
Hardly. More like turned us up. Shags, please tell me more. Thank you.
No.
That the law enforcement has failed to identify this poopa-traitor.
Good. Well done. Thank you
for that. It's the poopa-traitor.
Yeah.
What do we do? What are we going to do, Trevor? It falls on our shoulders.
Does it?
The cops are lost. The cops can't do it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
How can we stop this poop? It's becoming a poopademic.
Okay. All right. Jeez. Yes. All right.
It's spreading.
That's...
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Not talk about it. Maybe it's copycatters. Did you ever think about that? Copy poopers?
That I'm influencing the pooping?
Yeah. By the media is pushing it, and now more people are doing it because they keep hearing about it.
It's because we never talk about the victims. We only talk about the pooper.
Okay, all right.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
California officials have determined that the state's largest wildfire was caused last year by a spark from a hammer. It's the biggest disaster caused by a hammer since the parachute pants.
Good. Well done.
Hammer don't hurt him.
Jeff Bezos bought 3 New York City condos for $80 million. However, his primary residence remains on the bottles of Mr. Clean.
And finally, a Burger King employee in Florida was filmed using a dirty mop to clean tabletops after using it to mop the floors. Customers were shocked because it was the first time they'd seen a Burger King employee clean up anything.
No, that's not fair.
That's still funny.
Come on.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
In honor of Father's Day, there is a new survey which asks people for the signs that you've hit peak dad mode.
Mm.
And both Trevor and I are childless.
Accurate.
But yet, I'm still in peak dad mode.
And we both have dad bods.
No, that is definitely true. So have the little bell ringer ready here, Trevor, because I want you to ding me every time I am in peak dad mode.
I don't like the way you say that. That's weird.
Look me right in the eyes and ding me when I ask you to.
The phrasing. Come on.
Number 10, wearing cargo shorts. Ding me, baby.
Wear them right now.
Oh, yeah, man.
Practical.
Oh, it's the man purse. We got so many pockets, it's perfect. I will never stop wearing cargo shorts.
No, can't.
Number 9 on the list of the top 10 ways you're hitting peak dad mode, taking mid-afternoon naps.
Oh, that's you. Yeah, that's all you.
Mid-afternoon, mid-morning, midday, early evening. Hitting the snooze.
Sleep? When do you sleep?
That's all I do is sleep.
Or is it just constant napping?
It's pretty much constant napping. Number 8 is having a dad chair.
Do you have a dad chair?
I'm not allowed to have one.
You're not allowed to have one?
No.
Why do you want
to have
one?
The fiance, I asked her, I said, I need one, and she goes, no. And I kind of looked, is it because I'll never get out of it? And she goes, yes, I have a hard enough time getting you off the couch. You cannot have a comfortable dad chair.
That is unfortunate because I love my dad chair. It is my sanctuary.
I know.
It is so great.
Number 7 was spending lots of time in the shed.
Well, you don't have a shed. So
no, but I got a man closet.
What?
I don't get my own room, so I have to just go kind of pimp out a closet.
Do you spend time in the man closet?
Sometimes I hide in there, yeah.
It's
therapeutic.
All right, we're just going to do that and move on. I don't know. I don't want to know any more about that.
You really don't. Number 6. Getting excited to go to home improvement stores.
That's not you.
No, I hate that. I hate that.
I love that. I'm all about that.
I am not very handy when it comes to housework.
Okay, all right. That
nope. I can be very handy in other ways.
Nope. I'm going to buzzer that.
Number five on the top 10 ways you've hit peak dad mode, constantly doing repairs around the house.
Okay. You know.
No.
Me, sometimes.
Well, that's why I rent. So I can just constantly complain about the improvements
good.
That need to be made.
Yes.
And then they're magically fixed when I make a phone call.
You're really good about complaining. You can complain better than most.
Number four, always manning the grill.
Well, who else is allowed to?
Number three, embarrassing your kids on purpose.
You don't have any kids.
No, but I do embarrass other people's kids on purpose.
That counts. No.
That counts.
Lawyers?
Number two.
Really?
On the top 10 signs you've reached peak dad mode, busting out bad dance moves.
Oh, well, I mean.
They're the only moves I know when it comes to dancing are the bad ones.
That's not fair. Like, I mean.
And the number one sign you've hit peak dad mode is laughing at your own bad jokes. Hit me again. Oh, ding me again, Trevor.
Don't.
Come on, ding me again.
I'm not. All right.
Faster.
All right. So
faster.
I can't.
Faster.
There's a system that I have to go into.
I get paid to laugh at my own jokes.
All right,
faster.
Is our show.
Oh,
that
we're
is
almost
true.
There. Come on, faster.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Ten plus years ago, it was cool to have a fun or interesting ringtone. Today, if your phone isn't permanently on silent mode, you are a scumbag.
When women get pregnant, they have a 50% chance of growing a penis. Science.
Brilliant. Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
But sometimes I lay in bed at night and my mind wanders and keeps me up. A lot going on up there.
Mm.
And I lay and I stare at the ceiling and I ponder, what states are the funnest?
That's what you think about? Which state is the most fun?
Which state would be the most fun?
Mm.
Now, thanks to Wallet Hub, I have the answer.
Wallet Hub.
No longer will I have restless, sleepless nights.
Sure, yes.
Pondering.
Absolutely.
These universal questions.
Right.
Oh, no. I now have the answer.
Wallet Hub to the rescue.
Thank you. That a new study has ranked all 50 states by how fun they are based on 26 different categories.
Wow. All right. That's a lot.
Including the number of attractions, fairs, state parks, amusement parks, the quality of the beaches, the scenery, restaurants, bars, music festivals, and even the casinos.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Looking at the top three most fun states, number three, New York.
Really? Really?
No, thank you.
I mean, okay, like, I don't know. I've been to New York City a couple of times. I've spent like a few days at a time each time, and yeah, I mean, more than a few days, I'm done.
No, not interested.
No, I mean, I've never been upstate New York. I'm sure that's lovely, but I've never been, so I can't speak to it.
Nice save. Number two, funnest state is Florida. Yes.
Well, I mean, so it's, if beaches is a part of it, I mean, that entire state is roughly a beach. Like,
are you kidding me? It would be fun just for the headlines.
Yeah.
Just go to a town, and I'm just here on vacation. Oh, what, you're here for vacation? Yeah, I'm going to sit out front, drink coffee, and read your newspaper.
Wow.
Because that's how amazing and wacky and weird the state is.
Good.
I'd love it.
All right, yes.
The number one most fun state? California.
Yeah, I figured it would be
up there.
It makes
sense. You got Hollywood. You got all the tourist attractions.
Napa.
You got the beach. You got wine country.
Yeah.
Humboldt County. You got even the weed counties up there.
Well, yeah, now.
I get it. I get why.
I get it.
Honorable mention, Oregon, number nine.
Number nine.
My great home state.
Cracking the top 10. Okay. All right. Where?
Now, if I still lived there, it would easily be seven. But
it would jump two spots simply
that's
because of your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Wow.
Missouri came in at number 12, though.
Is that right?
Top 15.
I didn't think they'd give us the credit.
Now, see, the thing is about Wallet Hub, if they would have just waited like 3 weeks, and we would have got to do our Morning Shag birthday bash Friday, June 28th, and they took that into consideration, we would have easily been in the top five after that.
Wow. That's bold.
I thought, like, are you kidding me? We would have skyrocketed in the top five, but Wallet Hub rushed it. I get it. They got deadlines.
They got deadlines too, right? Yeah.
And I understand it. I'm not angry. I'm just a little disappointed.
All right.
Do you want to know the least fun states?
I'm curious to know the least fun states.
West Virginia was number one.
West Virginia was the least fun state. Mm-hmm. That kind of makes sense.
But also on the list of least fun states, Kansas!
Vindication. That's nice. That feels good.
Everyone knows Kansas sucks.
Yeah, the big suckle.
But also, Arkansas and Alabama made the list as well.
Oh.
Because what's there to do in Alabama other than bang a relative?
Okay, that's not.
Family reunions
right,
are the number one attraction and dating website in Alabama.
Dating website?
Familyreunion.com.
Okay, all right.
It's only active in Alabama.
Okay.
Roll Tide!
Send all complaints to shags@zrgmail.com.
Oh, people in Alabama can't read, let alone email.
But they can go to familyreunion.com. They understand that.
It's bookmarked.
Okay.
It's the homepage on every computer in Alabama.
shags@zrgmail.com. You can't say that.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
OJ Simpson has come out saying that he loves living in Las Vegas, mostly because there are incredible golf courses, wonderful restaurants, and so many places to hide dead bodies in the desert.
Okay, that was...
Allegedly.
Too soon? John Cena debuted last night as the host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Spoiler alert, he was not.
I'm surprised anyone could see him. And finally, a 4.0 earthquake hit Cleveland yesterday, and officials are estimating that it caused about $1 million in improvements.
Oh, in improvements? No. No.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Xbox, the gaming console, has teamed up with Body Axe Spray to release an Xbox deodorant called Xbox Lynx. So here at the Morning Shag, we thought it'd be funny to play on some gaming stereotypes and ask the question, what would gamer deodorant smell like?
Mm, mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, both Trevor and I are avid gamers.
Yes.
To the point where the new zombie game, Days Gone, I have put in more work playing that game than I do actual work at my job.
You really shouldn't say that.
I'm quite proud of it.
At work, especially on the radio.
I finished that game at level 60.
You see, in that, yeah, that...
and I believe I'm at a level 3 here at work.
That is accurate. That's correct. Yes.
So we asked the question, what would gamer deodorant smell like? I said Mountain Dew Code Red and Flaming Hot Cheetos. Trevor said parental disappointment.
And again, this is from a first-hand experience, so I'm not trying to be disparaging. I'm self-disparaging here.
Noah Boyer on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, chicken ramen noodles and the new Bang energy drink.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's good.
Or about Lucas just simply saying skid marks, lotion, and Surge.
Oh, God. good throwback to Surge. Nice.
Oh, I really enjoy this one. We got a text at 1-800-455-1967. What would gamer deodorant smell like? I'm an avid 47-year-old gamer. Mine would smell like Folgers and Bengay. Man, the muscle. The older we get, man, the muscles get sore. They get stiff.
Oh, God. All right. Trailer Park Batman on the line. What would gamer deodorant smell like, KCMQ?
Gamer deodorant smells like weed, Red Bull, and your grandma's basement.
You just described a guy I went to high school with.
I thought he was going to say you just described me. I'm glad it was a high school friend.
No, of course not. All right. Thank you, Trailer Park Batman.
I mean, it's the deodorant you need, but not the one you deserve.
Mm. So true. Kyle sent in a text saying, Hot Pockets, Mountain Dew, body odor, and your parents' damp, musty basement.
There it is. Yeah, that might be it.
Man, that sounds like my childhood right there.
Oh, gosh. That's tragic.
Because my room was in the basement, and I loved Hot Pockets and Mountain Dew.
Oh, good.
And gaming.
Good. Penis and Beer. Does Penis and Beer Robert even game?
But I still want to hear what he has to say.
All right. Penis and Beer Robert, gamer deodorant. What does it smell like?
What should a gamer smell like? Bud Light, burnt leather, and fear, Trevor.
Burnt leather?
Yeah, the whipping thing. You love the
whipping. My gosh. All right.
I got to explain it. It ain't funny.
No, it makes it a lot funnier when you have to explain it.
And you definitely had to explain that.
I've never wanted to game with Penis and Beer Robert more than right now.
Really? Is that right? That's all you, buddy. That's all you.
Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
The light bulb was such a good idea, it became a symbol of good ideas to come.
There could be invisible forces beating minds, and we wouldn't even know. Are you okay, sir?
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells at leestirecompany.com.
We're going to talk about the Morning Shag birthday bash. I have a new theme song to play in the background, but also it was my actual birthday a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
And people at work got me helium balloons that said happy birthday. So we're going to do the new theme song with me actually sucking on helium to talk about the Morning Shag birthday bash. Are we ready?
Probably not. So wait, you're using the Imperial March, Darth Vader's theme song, to then suck helium.
The Morning Shag Birthday Bash, celebrating 7 years of the Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor with local bands covering classic rock icons. To celebrate, Shags and Trevor throwing a party, and you're invited.
Oh, it's wearing off. Gotta get it back in there. This is actually working. This is so far pretty good.
The KCMQ Morning Shag Birthday Bash, powered by Graff & Sons, Friday, June 28th at the Blue Note. Now performing on the Fortified Roofing and Siding stage.
I didn't know your voice could get more awkward. I had no idea.
Guns N' Roses, performed by Guns Ain't Roses. AC/DC, performed by JC/DC.
And Lynyrd Skynyrd, performed by the Comancheros.
Oh, man.
the giggle on the helium. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Returning as well, the Morning Shag Photoshop Art Gallery. Tickets are on sale now at kcmq.com. We're going to have a lot of fun things happening at the Morning Shag Bash.
It's like you just hit puberty. Like you just hit puberty, but your voice hasn't dropped yet.
Including the Morning Shag Photoshop Art Gallery, thanks to Sam Jones. We will have Trailer Park Batman making an appearance, and of course, the Mullets in May winner as well, Bryce.
That was really weird. That was, he kind of came in and out on that one. He's really getting to the bottom of that bag.
Oh my God.
That was a good one. Okay, all right.
Can you catch a buzz on this stuff? Because I'm getting really lightheaded.
You should stop.
But I have a second balloon to go through.
No, we'll just leave it. I mean, we'll talk about it one more time at some point, right?
The Morning Shag Birthday Bash. Get all the details at kcmq.com.
We may have found it, but it has to be with the helium. It's got to be this song and the helium. We may have found it.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
There is a new line of clothes that can go weeks without being washed. Or as I like to call it, the things I have on now.
Gross.
Trendsetter, man.
Nope. Gross. Shia LaBeouf turns 33 this week, which seems impossible because I swear I've hated him for at least 40 years.
And finally, the new X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix, is on pace to lose $100 million, or as it's known in the industry terms, a DC film.
That's not cool, man. Come on.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
The last thing you Googled is what kills you, so how do you die? I die at the hands of two girls at the same time. Trevor dies by the hands of Tom Cruise's age, which I believe is 56.
Yes, it is 56. Yeah, looked it up on Monday. That whole, like, Justin Bieber challenging Tom Cruise to a fight, and we were curious how old he was, and I was the one who Googled it. Michael, now it's going to kill me.
Michael on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, says, my bank. They might be right.
Hopefully not.
Oh, Mandy, my last Google search, inflatable dog collar.
What?
Oh, Mandy's into some kinky stuff.
Okay, all right. That's,
ooh.
No.
That can't actually be for a dog, right?
KCMQ.
The last thing I Googled was Mishima Reserve 4-star tomahawk ribeye.
Oh, the tomahawk ribeye.
Nice.
I wouldn't mind dying at the hands of a tomahawk ribeye.
Especially Mishima Reserve. You need to look that up.
Oh, have you had a tomahawk ribeye before?
No, I haven't. I've heard good things. I've heard really good things. He seems to be the most pleased at what is going to kill him so far.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's all. I might trade my two girls at the same time to die by the hands of a tomahawk. Okay. They are so good. Drew sent a text saying, the last thing I Googled was, what does Shags from KCMQ look like? If looks could kill.
Ah! Bada bing, bada boom. Get him.
You're in luck, Drew, because I'm actually an unlicensed serial killer, so I'll be stopping by your house later today.
No, okay, wait, you can't, I mean...
Allegedly!
That is, no, I mean, even still,
allegedly.
That's a messed up thing to say, man. Like, come on!
Angel Richardson sent in a text saying, Southern smothered pork chop recipe. So will I be smothered? Will I choke to death on the pork chop? I just don't know.
Diabetes.
That's the mystery of death and this game.
I think
you
it's
just
diabetes.
Don't No.
My vote is diabetes.
The last thing you Googled is what kills you. So how do you die? Call or text 1-800-455-1967. Or you can let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. And Drew, I'm coming for you, bud.
No.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Failure is spelling a word so badly that there are no spelling suggestions.
Dogs barking at other dogs during walks can be considered road rage.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
What would be the hardest thing to explain to an alien? Just imagine that. An alien comes down to the planet. What would be the hardest thing to explain to them? I said the destruction of our planet, but I also like the idea of trying to describe country music to them now.
Right, yeah. What country music has become?
Florida Georgia Line?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, frosted tips now. Bedazzled jeans. Like, I don't know, aliens. My hands are tied. I don't get it.
It's no longer cowboy hats. It's like just regular hats. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, Luke Bryan. I don't know. Yeah, right. It's a flat billed ball cap on backwards. It's country music now, aliens. I don't know what to do with it.
I said the glorification of celebrities, specifically like celebrities where we have a hard time explaining it, like Kim Kardashian. We can't fully pin down why people love her so much. So that'd be a very difficult thing, I feel like, to explain to aliens.
Well, speaking of Kim Kardashian and butts, could you imagine if probing doesn't actually happen? That's just something that we made up, and the aliens come down, and you have to explain to them why you think the aliens probe you all the time, even though they don't?
Explaining our misconceptions about aliens to aliens.
Well, see, there was this guy in this trailer park once that says that he got sucked up into your ship, and then you guys just probe his cheeks like crazy.
This is a brilliant point. Like, if in fact everything we know about aliens is wrong, this would be a very difficult thing to explain. And then, of course, having to say, like, well, no. Like, yeah, these weird people told us this stuff, and that's what and they're like, and you trusted this weirdo? You trusted this guy?
And even if they were super friendly and just coming down and be like, hey, Trevor, yeah, I know I'm an alien, but can we have a talk about these movies that you guys are portraying right, yeah. us in?
Like, this is kind of messed up.
I came down here to have a beer and maybe smoke a J with right. you. Why am I blowing up the White right. House?
Yeah, I'm giving you all these secrets of technology. Like, I'm gonna save your planet. But
I do not bleed acid. What is going on
yeah,
here?
What I we don't jump out of people's chests. That's not what we do. Rude.
What would be the hardest thing to explain to an alien?
Trailer Park Batman on the line, KCMQ.
So something that might confuse your people, Trevor, or I mean aliens, is why we chow down on each other's no-no parts, but then get mad when somebody double-dips a chip.
Trailer Park Batman for the win!
For the win!
For the win!
For the win!
BLT, BLT.
That wow. was a straight up BLT call.
Wow.
Man.
That was Stanley Cup worthy. That was.
And it's so true. I still don't want you double dipping.
No, don't. No, God, no.
What would be the hardest thing to explain to an alien? We got a text at 1-800-455-1967 saying they gave us the technology in the palm of our hands to gain infinite knowledge, but we use it to watch porn and cat videos instead.
That's a good call. That's a, yeah, yeah.
I think that's kind of easy to explain. Just like, hey, man, check this out.
Right.
Ooh, yeah, a lot better than learning things.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
what do you
think? KCMQ, the hardest thing to explain to an alien.
Me and my wife were talking. She said Karens. Trying to explain to Karen. Aren't aliens already Karens? Take me to your leader. That's basically intergalactic. I want to speak to the manager.
Is that why they have that weird haircut? It's like because they are aliens and their heads are misshapen?
I've never even thought about that
before. Is that it?
That aliens are actually intergalactic Karens.
I mean, it makes sense. Take me to your leader. He's right. That is the intergalactic, I want to speak to your manager. Take me to your leader.
Oh, my goodness. Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. What would be the hardest thing to explain to an alien?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Amazon has been ranked the nation's most dog-friendly workplace. Ironically, it's the people who are treated like animals.
Oh my, okay, that was... NBC has named its 5 moderators for the first Democratic presidential debate. That is one moderator for every 200 candidates.
And finally, a new study says being pregnant is as hard on the body as running a daily marathon. Another similarity, at the end of both, you have no idea if you pooped, and you really don't care.
Okay, that was... Wow.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Excuse me, Lord Stanley, can I introduce you to our little friend named Gloria?
Gloria.
The wait is over!
Yes!
The Trevor hand pass curse has been lifted!
That was not my fault! That was not, nothing to do with that!
In their 52nd year of existence and the first year of me watching, the St. Louis Blues are Stanley Cup champions!
Ah! Yes!
Beating the Boston Bruins 4-1. Last night in the worst city in the world.
Oh, man.
Boston, you know, Mass.
Because we were talking about this of like, I really wanted them to win at home. And then you even brought it up yesterday of there's something so satisfying about Boston losing at home.
Oh, beat them in Boston. Oh, beat them in Boston.
That feels good.
And that's what the Blues did. Now, I'm not trying to take full credit, but this is the first year I was a bandwagon Blues fan.
Don't.
And look what happened.
Don't. No. No. You do not get an ounce of credit. This team, worst in the entire league in January, comes back.
I wasn't
to take
watching back
it
then.
All. No, and you didn't do a thing. You jumped on in the very final moments.
Yeah, the first game I watched was last night, Game 7.
See,
very
and
interesting.
Not,
really tied everything together.
You can't. It's not a finale of a show. Come on, man. Like,
rookie goalie Jordan Bennigans kept the game from slipping away in the first period, making saves they were a hot soup and salad combo deal.
Again.
Did you see that armpit save?
Yes, I did.
Man, that looked like a chicken wing appetizer plate at one of his restaurants.
Wow.
The way he just caught that and held it.
If it wasn't for Bennington, like, it would have been a rough first period. I mean, there's a good chance we would have been 3-0 after the end of the third period.
Ryan, Baba Auto Parts O'Reilly, MVP, and scored within minutes left of the first period. Captain Alex Pietrangelo.
Not his name. Wow.
Braden Sheen, and finally Zach Sanford.
Just amazing.
Followed with goals to make it 4-0. In the third period, eventually winning 4-1.
You really, if you want to know things particularly, especially how to say names, you need to look somewhere else. He's not going to give that to you. A true bandwagon Blues fan doesn't know how to say the playoff names. That's it.
B-L-T. Trevor mentioned it earlier, sort of, that no team in the four major American team sports, we're talking the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball, has ever been in last place overall, even for one quarter into a season, and gone on to take the championship.
We witnessed history last night on a lot of levels. It was remarkable.
And you're welcome.
No, again, you do not deserve any credit. Those guys worked their asses off.
Bandwagon Blues fan carried this team.
You did not. You did. You came on and you started mispronouncing people's names. You didn't even get the chant right.
Like, we started winning.
They were winning well BLT. Before you jumped on the bandwagon.
We started winning.
That is not
you
fair to say.
You tried jinxing them and the
I
power
not.
Of
I...
my bandwagonness.
Oh my gosh.
Does anyone know a good chiropractor?
Don't.
My back is killing me.
Don't.
From carrying this bandwagon.
You know what? I can't be mad.
B-L-T.
I can't be mad.
B-L-T.
Stanley Cup champions.
B-L-T.
First time in franchise
B-L-T.
History. St. Louis
B-L-T.
Blues.
B-L-T.
Let's go Blues.
B-L-T, baby.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Someone who is typically getting straight to the point is considered blunt.
The ugly duckling story teaches you that it's not what's on the outside now that's important, but what's on the outside later on in life.
Come on. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
Oh, it's one of Trevor's favorite things to talk about.
No.
Sex Island is returning,
no.
Folks. This controversial four-day vacation this summer is sounding weirder and more awesomer than ever.
That's not... Okay.
If you're not familiar with what Sex Island is, it is a vacation where you spend $6,000 per person. It's held in an undisclosed location, and you get to pick from over 100 beautiful prostitutes to join you on a four-day trip of sex, drugs, and debauchery.
Gross.
Well, we now know the itinerary.
Gosh,
and
no.
It sounds amazing.
I don't want to know the itinerary of this.
So the first day, they brought it from an island to Nevada. And on the first day of the trip, you get picked up at the Las Vegas International Airport. You're chauffeured to a hangar before being flown by helicopter to the private resort somewhere in the Nevada desert.
Oh, my.
So then you'll be greeted once you get there by the women that you pre-selected to join you on the so-called Sex Island.
Classy.
And after lunch, everyone can spend the afternoon taking part in activities like strip tennis and naked Marco Polo.
Strip tennis? Does anybody want to play strip tennis?
You're going to have a lot of balls bouncing out there.
Don't want that. Like.
Then after dinner, there's an opening night holographic concert running until 4 a.m., complete with fireworks and performances by secret American and British pop stars that then concludes with group stuff happening on stage.
Oh, lovely. That's no thank you. No thank you. Pass.
Man, this vacation is sounding amazing.
Pass.
So after all that, how can you top it? What does day two do? Well, you're going to get breakfast and some relaxation, and then lunch is served at 2, and afterwards, that's when you can go on topless quad bikes, topless horseback riding
what?
Around the desert, and then later that night, it's a Las Vegas casino and nightlife tour that runs between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m.
That's another one, too, of, like, topless horseback riding. Doesn't sound like that would be, like, for the ladies, that doesn't sound like that would be that great.
Bounce, 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 bounce,
yeah,
bounce,
I think
bounce,
that they would
bounce,
not
bounce,
be
bounce, bounce,
on
bounce,
board
bounce.
For that.
Now, on the third day, you'll rise again for breakfast. God, perverts, followed by a one-hour in heaven session. The one-hour in heaven is where guests will have 20 women in their room an hour.
That's no.
And then you'll get dinner. And later in the day, there's also a sexual helicopter tour of Las Vegas where you can have sex in the back of a helicopter with two of your selected women.
Fantastic. All right. That's great.
Man, this thing just keeps getting better and better.
Does it? This is just awkward for me.
And then things draw to a close on day four where you just grab some breakfast and you get some lunch before you're shot back to the Las Vegas International Airport to go home and rest.
All right.
So have you booked your flight yet?
No, I have not. No, actually.
Don't you have an anniversary coming
up? Yes, it's today.
What?
It's today.
Well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank
you. I'll pitch in.
No. We have a lovely dinner planned tonight.
No strip tennis afterwards?
Zero strip tennis.
What?
No.
What about topless ATV riding?
No, nothing planned for that either.
That's a bummer.
I don't know this guy, honey. I don't know who he is. I just work with him.
I apologize to Trevor's wife for being so lame. I just gave you a perfect anniversary gift.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.